Okay, so here's the deal. You're immersed in both kingdoms at the same time. Your clay body, you're functioning down here under the system is the immersion of the devil's system, right? Now your spirit man, if you're born again, you're immersed in the spirit. In the spirit realm, the kingdom of light. So you got the kingdom of darkness all around you as you're walking around. You got the kingdom of God that indwells you. The whole system lieth in wickedness. And so you're in a Genesis 3 repeat every day. Now how can you be in both worlds at the same time? Well, you got people around you believing the lies of the system. You're sitting there telling them the truth, and they believe the lies. You're walking around with the truth, like somebody sent an email today. You're the salt of the earth. You're salting the earth. They're in darkness, and they're in lies, and you're walking around in truth in the middle of the system. So you see the Genesis 3, what happened? The devil dropped Eve down by deception. She fell into this to the lies of the devil, right? So she went into delusion. She gaslighted herself, right? She loves the lies. She loves the gaslighting. She loves the delusion. She loves the fake reality. She loves the whole system. So she went down and wanted to be her own goddess. Instead of it being about Jesus, it was all about her. And so Adam was not in the deception, the Bible says. He went down with the ship because it's a typology of Christ split in space-time. He was not in the deception, but he came down here to rescue us out of the lies of the system. We were believing lies. So God split space-time, came down to rescue us out of the Babylonian lie and system. And so you got two kingdoms. You're immersed in both kingdoms. Your clay body's immersed in this ridiculous repeat. It's all a repeat. Everything's a reproduction. Everything. Your thoughts, your work, your reproducing babies. Everything's a repeat. Everything's a reproduction down here. It's a theater. It's a spectacle. And so you're replaying Genesis 3 over and over. You see redemption in Genesis 3 because God killed an animal and made coverings or coats. Took the skin off an animal and made coats. They realized they were sinners and they had no covering. God had to make a covering. That pointed back to the sacrifice of Christ. So Genesis 3, you see the dark side. Genesis 3:1, where you see the devil, the lying devil, dropped Eve down into delusions. And then Adam went down with the ship by choice to pull her out. But he was not in the deception. He was not in the deception, but all things fell on him. So he made a way of escape for Eve, yanked her out. God really made a way of escape, but he went down with the ship for a reason. It's a typology there. And so the whole world is believing the lies. You see, so every day, every dispensation, every age, even now, the mark of the beast. So everybody's worried about the mark of the beast. We have this happens all the time. Whether it's the viruses, whether it's the vaccines, whether it's a ring or a phone, they always say the mark of the beast is this, and it is a part of each one is building on the other one. But what holds back the mark of the beast is the church speaking the truth. So you've got that battle of good versus evil. You see it in night and day. Every day is night and day. What's holding back the evil? The church. The gospel. The truth. So as long as there's truthers down here, biblical truthers, it holds back the mark of the beast. The only way the mark of the beast can come into fruition is after the rapture of the church. Because the church is always resisting the Holy Spirit in the church, until he who letteth be taken out of the way. The church has to be caught up. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 1 Corinthians 15. The church has to be caught up, and then that wicked one can be revealed. So the church is always resisting the hive, and the hive is always trying to bring the church into the delusion. But the more I've experienced this in a big way this week, when you call somebody out on their lie, okay, let's say you got somebody who's they learn how to play the system and they claim to be bipolar or whatever, and they play the system, and you call them out and say that person's lying, that person's fake, it's fake reality. They just use that to pour pitiful me, you know. And they've learned to play the system so much. And then when they can fool a lot of people, they've learned to play that game, right? But then one walks up and says, that's a lie. You're playing a game. You're full of it. Then they want to kill you because you see through them. You see through their lie. You see through their game. You see through their little pity party and all that stuff. And so that's the way the system is. When they speak the truth, the whole system, which is believing the delusion, believing the lies, they want to kill you because you see through it. And they don't. And so they think you're the disruptor. You know, this is what happened with Elijah and Jezebel. Ahab said, are you the one that causing Israel all this trouble? Ahab said, no, you are. Because you're letting Jezebel have these false prophets prophesy. You're the one allowing Jezebel to tell the lies it was a copycat of the true prophets, right? It's an upside down system. So the delusion will take the prophet and turn it into profit. The false prophets are just about money. They're not about truth. And so the holy days, they twist into holidays. Everything that God said for Israel, they copy it and flip it upside down. So you're immersed in your clay body day by day, the repeat of time which is befallen. You're immersed in the same repeat of Genesis 3 every moment of every day. But you also are immersed in the Spirit, if you got the Spirit, the spiritual truth. And so you are the salt of the earth. You resist the lies. You resist the system. You resist Babylon. Even though a lot of people around, pretty much 99% of the people around you in your daily activity are reinforcing the lie, are reinforcing the delusion. But you can't escape it except you start to put up boundaries. When you see somebody who wants to believe the lie and they love the lie, and they want to live in a lie, you have to start putting up boundaries, because they're, until they cry out to God and say, something's not right, they're not going to be able to see past it. The layers are too deep. The onion layers are too deep. You peel off a layer, you start to cry, and you run away. Peel off another layer. As you peel off the layers of the system, it brings tears to your eyes, just like an onion. You start to cry because you know the whole system has been under the deception of the evil one. The devil's fooled the whole world. So as you peel off the layers, you cry. Peel off another layer of lies, you cry. You finally get to the point you cried so much, you say, I'm through crying. I'm just going to speak the truth. And it's going to, you know, you shake the dust off your feet from the people who don't want to hear it. Because you don't waste your time anymore. You don't waste your time anymore. You're immersed in Babylon. But you're also, if you're saved, born again, you're immersed in the Spirit. So you can see past Babylon, and you can see past the 666 encroachment. And you hold back the encroachment with the truth. That's the only way the church holds back the encroachment with the truth. You speak the truth to hold back the encroachment. And as it goes, as it builds more and more and more, and then the truth, once the truth is shut down, the gospel, the rapture takes place, the last Gentile gets saved, the age of grace, the age of the Gentiles comes to an end, and then the church is called up, boom, then the whole world takes the mark of the beast, and the ones who refuse get their head cut off. And that's when you have to endure to the end. Right now we're in the age of grace. It's by faith. The economy changes. The dispensation changes in the millennium. I mean, in the tribulation. And then also in the millennium, there's a different dispensation. The word dispensation is dispense. God is dispensing the truth in each dispensation as much as you can handle, because you can't take in but so much. If you got the Holy Spirit and you're really seeking the truth and rightly dividing, you can take in more truth. But the dispensations are dispensing medicine to the world that Jesus alone can run this thing as a prophet, priest, and a king. Because actually what he's doing, for 1,000 years, the earth has to rest, because it has to be going to rest for 1,000 years before the new heaven and new earth. It has to go through its 7 days of rest. The woman, after she had a baby, she had to be separated for 7 days. She had to go through her cleansing. Prophet, priest, and king. The prophet, priest, and king. This whole thing is a prophet, priest, and king situation. And the magician priest class, they're trying to be prophet, priest, and kings in the anti to take you into delusions and fake reality. But God, Jesus, is prophet, priest, and king to bring you into the truth. And the truth is hard reality. Most of the time, when you really look at the truth, it's a hard pill to swallow. That you're a sinner, you're born in sin. And these plants and animals have to die to give you life. So it's a sacrificial redemptive system. Just every time you eat food, you can see the sacrifice. The evil, the heart of man is deceitfully wicked. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You can see the harsh reality and the strong medicine that this is a rough place down here in 3D. There's death. You're in the cube. You're in the 666 system of your old flesh mind until you get saved. And then you can see past it. But until you get saved, you can't see the devil system. You can't see the old evil heart for what it really was. The heart is so evil that if God allowed you to see it, you would jump off a bridge. Your heart is so deceitfully wicked. If God allowed you to see before you got saved, if God allowed you to see how wicked your heart was, you'd probably jump off a bridge without the gospel. You would either jump off a bridge or just get more evil and more evil over time. This is the reason people don't jump off a bridge before they get saved. It's because they think they're good people. They think they're good. Even the ones who are not good, and you can see that they're not good, they still think they're good. Because they're comparing themselves with somebody else that's worse. And then that person's comparing themselves with somebody that's worse than them in their mind. You're immersed in your clay vessel, which is going back to the grave. You're immersed in the system. You've got to go through the repeat every day, the cycle, the cyclic system. It's sick. You go through it every day. You die, you go to sleep, you die, you raise up in the morning, you start it over again. Somebody sent me an email a long time ago, 4 or 5 years ago. Morning. Wonder why morning sounds like morning. Because we're still here. Precious in the sight of the Lord are the death of his saints. I couldn't understand that verse until I understood the code. Precious in the sight of the Lord are the death of his saints. Why? Because they escaped this time loop that we're in, the befallen time. We escaped the Genesis 3 repeat. We're here to give the truth, the salt of the earth, to help pull some people out of Babylon. Pull them out of the flesh mind into the spirit mind. And it's a process. And it's as you peel the layers off, one layer at a time, you start to cry. The more layers you peel, the more tears. The more lies of the system that you see, and 99% of the people are in total deception of the devil. It brings tears to your eyes because you're uncovering the devil's system. The more truth you get, the more you see past it. So you're walking in it, but you're also outside of it at the same time. Now, isn't that crazy? You're walking around in the devil's befallen time system, repeat insanity, that trying to encroach upon you, the 666, every dispensation, every day, every year, new technology, trying to tie you into the hive. You're seeing it, but you're fighting against it because greater is he that is in you than he's in the world. And it's a daily thing, and it never stops. The only way it's going to stop is throw the devil down into prison for 1,000 years. Throw the devil down into when God takes and throws the devil down for 1,000 years, he still lets him out for a season, right? Lets him out for a season to see whose heart was really right. And then he cast him into the lake of fire, you know. And so, long story short, you're in a Genesis 3 repeat every day. And the 666 started way back in Genesis 3, trying to tie you into the hive mind, the harlot riding the beast. And the more truth you get, the more you see past it. And you see that it's just this, every year it's the same game. It's always something new. And it's the good versus evil, the light versus dark. It just keeps happening over and over and over. It's in the movies, it's in the music, it's in math, it's in science, it's in everything that you look at. You see, even the language, every word has the flesh mind, has the cross, and then has the spirit mind. Every word. Now, there's some words that are just totally flesh mind, and there's some words that are totally spirit mind. But most of the words that are flesh mind, there is a glimmer of hope of the gospel encoded in that word. But it's the flesh mind on the left. This is the typical word, or usually is how it works. The flesh mind is on the left. The cross is in the middle. And then the spirit mind is on the right. Sometimes it's set up different, but most of your words are set up that way. You got the flesh mind, has to go through the cross to get to the spirit mind. It's encoded in the math, it's in science, it's in every page of the Bible. It's encoded in your body. Even though your clay body it's the flesh, you still have like your fingernails and the joints in your body, the nexus point or the joints in your body. So you still see the gospel encoded in your body, but you also see that the flesh is nothing but sin. It's encoded in everything. You're moving from the old Adam to the new Adam. But you've got to go through the cross by faith to move to that spirit mind. That's what's happening. And it repeats every day, every day. It's it's ridiculous. And so all you can do is walk by faith because you're not from here anymore. You're actually extraterrestrial once you get saved. You're not from the earth. You set your affections on things above.